If you've done the stuff we've just talked about, during is really very easy, but I've got some tips for that too.
Okay.
First thing to do, and there is my web designer that I use almost exclusively, has probably raked in at least $60,000 worth of business over the last probably 3 years because she did this one thing. She got to the conference early, and it was a Spark and Hustle, Ed. It was one of the Spark and Hustles. And so she was sitting out in the lobby. It was up in Ohio. She was sitting out in the lobby by herself, and she's like, I misread it. I'm here a little early. And we're like, no worries, girlfriend. You know, we can't open the doors, but, you know, feel free to sit here and people will start coming in. And so I was setting up out front, and we were just kind of chatting or something. I dropped something. She jumped up to help me with it, something like that. And I'm like, well, hi, I'm Jen. And she's like, hi, I'm Jen. And we started talking. And that's how we started our conversation. And she's very much an introvert. I found her later, like literally in a corner, like, because there's a lot of type A personalities that come to this conference. And she was like in a corner, and I pulled her out of the corner because I had met her ahead of time. And I was like, this girl is awesome. I'm going to introduce you to two or three people. And I'm telling you, she's at least $60,000 richer because of her showing up 20 minutes early. So get there early. You never know who else you're going to meet. And you're kind of like in a, that's a conversation starter. Well, I guess we got here first, didn't we? Hey, you know, hi, my name's, you know, Ed. And you introduce yourself. You never know. The go-getters are the ones that get there early. So show up early.
Yeah. And it feels less threatening because there's only a handful of people there.
Yeah. Yeah. There's only a handful of people there, and everyone gets to say, everyone's doing the same thing. They get there early and they're like, oh, I'm here early. And what do? They get on their phone. They walk around. They try to find a corner. They pretend like they're working because everyone's nervous to say something. So if you're the one person, just muster it up and say, I guess we're kind of early, aren't we? Everyone will start laughing and they'll be like, okay, good. I can go talk to her. Because people, everyone's feeling the same way. You know, when you're uncomfortable, you either got somebody bold that like me that's going to make you talk, or it's just a bunch of you guys all sitting around, you know, like-minded. So get there early and sit in the front row during breakout sessions, because then you won't be so apt to get up and leave in the middle. So sit on the end if you want, you know, towards the wall, but get in the front row and be prepared to ask a question. That's where that research ahead of time, be prepared to ask a question, because when you ask a question and then they answer it, yeah, you've got the attention of the speaker. Hopefully you've asked a smart question. I'm sure all of your questions are smart. I probably shouldn't have said that. Now they're going to be like, well,
that's
I don't.
My wife.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I don't think it's really smart. Just ask a stupid question. So ask a question. But what happens is afterwards, there'll be one or two people that'll say, oh, I'm so glad you asked that question. I was thinking the same thing. Now you've started a conversation.
Smart.
I'm very smart.
Yeah.
This is why you have me on here.
This is why we pay the big bucks.
And then after the presentation, you know, during the conference, your work has really been done ahead of time, right? So during the conference, it's get there early, sit in the front row, make sure you ask a question. Do not bring your pal and not leave each other. Split sessions if you need to. Sit on other sides of the room if you need to, so that you don't just stay with the two of you. And then if you're listening and you really want to talk to a speaker afterwards, that is a really hard time for a speaker because they're just coming down from like this high of serving this audience with their message. And they do have a long line. And a lot of times the people that are in the line are not cognitive of the other people standing in line, and they just yap, yap, yap. Don't be that person. Instead, if you're standing in the line to get the speaker to sign your book, like turn to the person behind you or to the person in front of you or next to you and say, didn't you really like the way she said this? Or what were your thoughts on, you know, Ed's opinion about that? Like ask a question that was relevant to that topic, and then that'll start a conversation. And invariably what happens, two or three other people are like, thank God somebody started talking, and you guys are all now having a conversation. You're introducing one another.
Ah, unexpected places.
Yes, yes. I mean, I had like six people. We all started this conversation because one guy turned around and he's like, what did you think when he said taking out a billboard's the best advertising, best use of your advertising dollars? And like six of us all turned around. We're like, he's an idiot. I can't believe he said that. What do you mean a billboard's your best advertising dollar? And then we just had this whole conversation. This is what I do. And this is what I, and it was like, then we didn't want to talk to the speaker. We were more excited that we were talking to one another because we all agreed. And then just remember, you aren't there to sell anyone. Take the pressure off yourself. Unless you have a booth or you're using it as a true selling opportunity, you're not there in a sales capacity. So a lot of people, I think, avoid conferences because like, I know I need to network, but I have a tough time selling myself. Well, take that off your plate. It's not about that. Use it for the other reasons and just have more conversations, have more great, gain more quality connections, but take this whole thought process. I need to sell myself, out of the guilt cape that you wear when you walk into a conference.
Well, that would be the same expectation as, okay, I'm going to this club and mm-hmm. I have to meet my next spouse or my
right.
spouse,
my right.
next spouse,
my next spouse,
my fourth marriage, right?
So, cause the other three worked out so well.
Exactly. Cause I did the same thing. So, mm-hmm. Right. You're there. You would never do that. You would say, I'm going there to see if I could maybe meet someone.
Mm-hmm. You know, or you do the stuff ahead of time and know that that's
exactly
right.
Yeah. So it's so one thing you didn't tie it in, but I think everyone's connecting the dots here, right? Mm-hmm. During the conference, all those things you've done beforehand mm-hmm. to prepare and to set up these little coffee meetings or what have you, or with the speakers, that's, you're doing that too. You're now executing
right.
on that.
Right. Yes. You're just implementing the pre-plan. Exactly. And then, you know, you're also enjoying the conference too, which is like a bonus, but you know, it goes back to the beginning. Why am I signing up? What's turning yes. me on about this conference? What is my purpose for being there? I mean, that's a whole nother thing. And I don't think freelancers necessarily take out trade show booths very often. And if they do, we can do something on that. But you know, it's really about work, getting the best out of your conference dollars. And you could attend one conference and it could give you enough business without ever selling a soul. It could give you enough business for 6 to 8 months by attending the one right conference and working it right.
And doing it right, yeah.
Doing it right. So if this seems overwhelming, well, gosh, Jan, I go to a conference every 6 weeks. Well, stop. Like, unless that's really working for you, but like, stop. Let's pick 2 this year, 3 this year, and let's really work those. Because post-conference, you still have a little bit of work to do to really maximize it. And that's like truly staying connected with these individuals. So often we get that, we've collected a bunch of business cards and you know, you've been to a conference when you start getting 16 more spam emails, which just like irritates me to no end. But it's like truly connect. If you've connected with someone, stay connected, keep that conversation going because you never know where it is. And sometimes you might go months and months without speaking to one another. But if you're always like on Twitter together, or if you're always like on Facebook together, or you're, you know, reposting or commenting on one another's LinkedIn post, or if you're always just kind of sort of there, like Ed, you're always on my mind. Like you were whoever I need to refer to you, whatever it is that you need, you are always on my mind. And I feel like you think the same way about me.
Absolutely.
And that's because we stay connected, you know, via social media, more than we do on the phone. Like most of the time when we talk on the phone is like 5 minutes before this.
Exactly. Exactly.
And
we compress like, you know, yeah. 30 days of catching up into five
yeah.
minutes.
Yeah, exactly. So afterwards it's like truly connect, you know, what did you learn? If you went and you chose this conference because you really want to learn something, then be very specific about what you intend to implement and implement it. And I'm telling you, if you can implement 2 things, you're doing great. I never have been a big proponent of, you know, there's 7 things, action items that I need to take away from this conference. You're not going to implement them and then you're going to feel guilty and then it's going to go into your psyche for the next time you spend money on a conference. I never really did anything with it, blah, blah, blah. Now that just might be me. But if you can implement 2 things that are powerful, that can make a big difference in your business or in your personal life, I think you're doing great. But be dedicated to doing that. Like, I want to learn this. I'm going to learn about this, and then I'm going to do something about this.
What about something really practical, like a next step or something that will feel natural mm-hmm. In terms of following up and continuing that dialogue with either potential collaborators mm-hmm. or potential clients?
So I would, again, be very specific. If it depends on who you are. You know, if you're somebody who is like constantly on LinkedIn all day long and, you know, you're using it as like a portal to gain information, to develop content for yourself, to be inspired. And if you're always on it, then I would have a list of, you know, 10 people that I was really well connected with that I really liked. And then I would be thinking about them almost every single day. And so if I'm reading a blog and I think it's applicable mm-hmm. to a conversation that we had or to something that I saw that they had done, I'm going to send them that blog. And I think you and I did a podcast on this
too. We did, yeah.
We did a podcast. Send them an email and say, hey, I read this blog and, you know, tip number three reminded me of something you and I chatted about. Or, hey, I know this was an interest. I saw you had posted something on LinkedIn about this a couple of months ago. Is this more in line with what you were looking for? Or, hey, you know what? I'm looking to attend a conference and, you know, you and I both went to that last conference. You know, what are some of the conferences you're thinking about attending this coming up year? You know, just stay, it's got to be genuine though. It's got to be like, I'm still thinking about you.
Yeah. And
yeah, but not every day.
Yeah. You know? Don't be creepy. By the way, what you just said it with social media can be done in a very natural way via email. I mean, or a handwritten note or anything like that. So I don't think it necessarily needs to be LinkedIn, but it could be anything.
It could be anything.
And I think you said it, you have to be genuine. You have to be authentic.
Mm-hmm.
And my test is always, how would I feel if I was on the receiving end with what I'm about to do?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So if you're thinking, oh, this is going to feel uncomfortable, but I'm going to do it because Jen told me to. No. How would you feel if you were on the receiving end? Okay, I wouldn't feel really good. Okay, why? Because of this sentence. This doesn't feel right. Okay, we'll change it.
Right. Right. Yeah, absolutely. There is no perfect formula. It's really about just doing it in a genuine way and not overthinking. I think it's important to not overthink it. And so to your point, it doesn't matter. You know, it's really about being inspired by the action and then doing something about it.
Yeah.
Like knowing that I do want to stay in contact with this person because I thought they were really smart. And then not taking it anywhere from there. I saw Tori Johnson, 6 years ago speak at a conference. And I just remember thinking, wow, I really like her. There's just something about her that I really like. We're going to do something together someday. It took 3.5 years from then till I saw her the very next time. And then it took 2 years after that for us to really have a meaningful relationship. And now we're business partners. And it was not because I was like, I'm going after her. We're going to be business partners one day. It was just like, I like her. I'm going to follow her on Facebook and on Twitter. And I'm going to pay attention to what she's doing. And that's what generated, our relationship. And it's very genuine. And it's been very fruitful for both of us. So it's, don't overthink it. Just that's why I'm saying like one or two conferences a year, if done right, you're full. Your plate's full with great connections and opportunities, and just kind of keep your eye out.
Oh, what a great example with Tori Johnson. I didn't know that. I didn't know that it had taken that long, right?
Yeah.
Goes to show.
Yeah.
The other thing I would add, Jen, and I know you'll agree with this, is that I found that in person, you can exponentially grow that relationship. So something that would have taken virtually maybe a year or several months, you can accelerate that in a matter of weeks because you've met in person.
Right.
And that makes all the difference. So that's another advantage that conferences have over keeping it entirely virtual.
Absolutely. And again, if you do that work ahead of time, it doesn't feel so odd or so cold, just like your warm emails, your template that I love, your stuff. It's warm. It's warm. It's specific. It's genuine. We're starving for people to be genuine with us. We're starving for it because it's so easy to mass produce information or communication that a lot of people are just, that's what they rely on. And when you become genuine in it and you make it specific, that receiver, you're so shocked by it that you can't help but go, I want to know more. Like, thank you for taking time. I want to know more. I think we're just so starved for it.
Well said. I think those people make our jobs easier because it's easier to stand out in the muck.
Yes.
So, exactly.